WGXC is a listener-supported community radio station, and it is also a new platform for presenting innovative experimental works on the air. Tune in, WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra, Hudson, Catskill, and points beyond. Listen to special programs of performance, words, sounds, and other rare and delicious items. Transmitting the arts all day every Saturday, and weekdays after midnight. Here is there. Radio lives on in our mind.
You are listening to Human Machine, a program which airs each Saturday on WGXC 90.7 FM. Research in various fields examine the speculative next stage in human evolution, in which technological and human architectures will continue their deep convergence. Here we will present weekly works on the horizons of the human machine.
According to a study published in the Journal of Neural Engineering, fully enhanced monkeys' brains using a neural implant, and hope to apply this research to humans. The study focused on five rhesus monkeys that were shown a picture and tasked with selecting the same image from a number of others after a short delay. Scientists studied the electrical patterns in the monkeys' prefrontal cortexes when they selected correct images, and programmed a brain implant to mimic those signals. The researchers found that the neuroprosthetic noticeably improved the monkeys' performance on the matching test. Then they drugged the monkeys with cocaine to dampen their cognitive processes and decrease their performance on the matching test. The scientists found that despite the effects of the cocaine, the implant was able to help the monkeys exceed their ordinary performance. The researchers hope to apply these findings to humans with impaired brain functions. Maintenance of cognitive control is a major concern for many human disease conditions. A major goal of human neuroprosthetics is to facilitate and recover the cognitive function when such circumstances impair appropriate decision making. Activity from the prefrontal cortex was recorded from non-human primates trained to perform a delayed match to sample, via custom-designed conformal multi-electrode arrays that provided internal MNE recordings from neurons. Such recordings were analyzed via a previously demonstrated non-linear multi-input multi-output neuroprocesses in rodents, which extracted and characterized multi-columnar firing patterns during performance. The model verified that the conformal recorded individual mini-columns responded to entrained target selections in patterns critical for successful performance. This allowed the substitution of task-related layer 5 neuron firing patterns with electrical stimulation in the same recording regions during columnar transmission from layer 2-3 at the time of target selection. Such stimulation improved normal task performance, but more importantly, recovered performance when applied to the neuroprocesses following the pharmacological disruption of decision making in the same task. These findings provide the first successful application of neuroprocesses in the primate brain designed specifically to restore or repair the disrupted cognitive function.
取西经，借一宝山用一用，用完了就还给你。别那么小气嘛！我保唐僧取西经，借一宝山用一用，用完了。
Researchers have taken a key step towards recovering specific brain functions in sufferers of brain disease and injuries by successfully restoring the decision-making processes in monkeys. By placing a neural device onto the front part of the monkeys' brains, the researchers were able to recover and even improve the monkeys' ability to make decisions when their normal cognitive functioning was disrupted. The study, which has been published today in Journal of Neural Engineering, involved the use of a neural prosthesis, which consisted of an array of electrodes measuring the signals from neurons in the brain to calculate how the monkey's ability to perform a memory task could be restored. Memory task could be restored. Memory task could be restored. In the delayed match to sample task, an image was flashed onto a screen and, after a delay, the monkeys were prompted to select the same image on the screen from a sampling which included 17 other images. Five monkeys, all rhesus, were involved in the experiment and were trained for 2 years to perform to a 70-75% proficiency in the task. The movement of the monkey's arms were tracked with a camera and translated to movements of the cursor on the screen. They were rewarded with a drop of juice when they correctly matched an image. The prosthesis was placed into two cortical layers of the brain and recorded brain activity within structures known as miniculums in the prefrontal cortex area. Once it was confirmed that miniculum communication was involved in decision making, it was suppressed by administering the dopamine-modifying drug, cocaine, to the monkeys. The task was performed again, but this time the researchers deployed a multi-input, multi-output nonlinear model to stimulate the neurons that were used in the task. The model is a specific type of calculation which looks for the complex mathematical relationship between an input and an output. In the case of neural activity, the output is typically the pattern of firing of individual neurons during the task. Inputs to that pattern may be blood flow, temperature, the electrical activity of other neurons, and even the prior electrical activity of the same cell. By recording the inputs from layer neurons, the model could predict the output of neurons and thus, through the electrodes, electrically stimulate the same necessary neurons. The results showed that the model was exceedingly effective in recovering performance of the task and was even able to improve performance under normal conditions. The reason the model was effective in improving performance in the task was because we specifically tuned the model to analyze the firing of neurons that occurred when the animals correctly performed the behavioral task. The brain doesn't always produce the full correct pattern on every trial. In the case of brain injury or disease where larger areas are affected, the system would record the inputs to that area from other areas and, when they occur, program the delivery of the appropriate output patterns to brain regions that normally receive signals from the injured area, thereby restoring lost brain function. Monkeys in North Carolina have remotely operated a robotic arm 600 miles away in the MIT Touch Lab using their brain signals. The feed is based on a neural recording system. In that system, tiny electrodes implanted in the animal's brains detected their brain signals as they controlled the robot arm to reach for a piece of food. The new system could form the basis for a brain-machine interface that would allow paralyzed patients to control the movement of prosthetic limbs. The internet experiment was a historic moment. The start of something totally new. The work also supports new thinking about how the brain encodes information. By spreading it across large populations of neurons and by rapidly adapting to new circumstances. scientists described how they tested their system onto all monkeys, implanting rays as many as 96 electrodes, each less than the diameter of a human hair, into the monkeys' brains. The technique they used allows large numbers of single neurons to be recorded separately, then combines their information using a computer coding algorithm. The scientists implanted the electrodes in multiple regions of the brain's cortex, including the motor cortex from which movement is controlled. They then recorded the output of these electrodes as the animals learned reaching tasks, including reaching for small pieces of food. To determine whether it was possible to predict the trajectory of monkeys' hands from the signals, the scientists fed the massive neural signal data generated during many repetitions of these tasks into a computer, which analyzed the brain signals. In this analysis, the scientists used simple mathematical methods and artificial neural networks to predict hand trajectories in real time as the monkeys learned to make different types of hand movements.
Let's talk numbers!
found two amazing things. One is that the brain signals denoting hand trajectory show up simultaneously in all the cortical areas we measured. This finding has important implications for the theory of brain coding, which holds that information about trajectory is distributed really over large territories in each of these areas, even though the information is slightly different in each area. The second remarkable finding is that the functional unit in such processing does not seem to be a single neuron. Even the best single neuron predictor in our samples still could not perform as well as an analysis of a population of neurons. So this provides further support to the idea that the brain very likely relies on huge populations of neurons distributed across many areas in a dynamic way to encode behavior. Once the scientists demonstrated that the computer analysis could reliably predict hand trajectory from brain signal patterns, they used the brain signals from the monkeys as processed by the computer to allow the animals to control a robot arm moving in three dimensions. They even tested whether the signals could be transmitted over a standard internet connection, controlling a similar arm in a MyTest laboratory for human and machine haptics, informally known as the Touch Lab. When we initially conceived the idea of using monkey brain signals to control a distant robot across the internet, we were not sure how variable delays in signal transmission would affect the outcome. Even with a standard TCP drop IP connection, it worked out beautifully. It was an amazing sight to see the robot in our lab move. Knowing that it was being driven by signals from a monkey brain at Duke, it was as if the monkey had a 600-mile-long virtual arm. The researchers will soon begin experiments in which movement of the robot arm generates tactile feedback signals in the form of pressure on the animal's skin. Also, they are providing visual feedback by allowing the animal to watch the movement of the arm. Such feedback studies could also potentially improve the ability of paralyzed people to use such a brain-machine interface to control prosthetic appendages. In fact, he said, the brain could prove extraordinarily adept at using feedback to adapt to such an artificial appendage. Such feedback studies could also potentially improve the ability of paralyzed people to use such a brain-machine interface to control prosthetic appendages. In fact, the brain could prove extraordinarily adept at using feedback to adapt to such an artificial appendage. If such incorporation of artificial devices works, it would quite likely be possible to augment our bodies in virtual space in ways that we never thought possible. In fact, the robot that was controlled by the monkey brain signals is a haptic interface, a device that is part of a multi-sensory virtual reality system in our lab. It enables us to touch, feel and manipulate virtual objects created solely through computer programs, just as computer monitors enable us to see synthesized visual images and speakers enable us to hear synthesized sounds. Experiment at using brain signal patterns to control the robot arm over the internet, if we extended the capabilities of the arm by engineering different types of feedback to the monkey, such as visual images, Auditor is stimulant forces associated with feeling textures and manipulating objects, such closed loop control might result in the remote arm being incorporated into the body's representation in the brain. Once you establish a closed loop that is very consistent, you're basically telling the brain that the external device is part of the body representation. The major question in our minds now is, what is the limit of such incorporation? For example, if we program the virtual objects such that they do not follow the laws of physics or so-called real world, how will they be represented in the brain? Besides experimenting with feedback systems, scientists are planning to increase the number of implanted electrodes, with the aim of achieving 1.0 George Moix electrode arrays. They are also developing a neurochip that will greatly reduce the size of the circuitry required for sampling and analysis of brain signals.
Beat induction, the ability to pick up regularity, the beat, from a varying rhythm, is not an ability that rhesus monkeys possess. The research conducted shows that rhesus monkeys cannot detect the beat in music, although they are able to detect rhythmic gaps in music. The results of this research support the view that beat induction is a uniquely human, cognitive skill and contribute to a further understanding of the biology and evolution of human music. Previous research showed that not only adult humans, but also newborn babies can detect the beat in music. This proved that beat induction is congenital and can therefore not be learned. In their experiments with rhesus monkeys, the researchers used the same stimuli and experimental paradigms from previous research conducted on humans and babies. They measured electrical brain signals using electrodes while the participants were listening. These research results are in line with the vocal learning hypothesis, which suggests that only species who can mimic sounds share the ability of beat induction. The ability to mimic sounds is only weakly developed, or missing entirely, in non-human primates. In addition, the results support the dissociation hypothesis, which claims that there is a dissociation between rhythm perception and beat perception. This new research suggests that humans share the perception with other primates, while beat induction or beat based timing is only present in specific species.
Imaginary fate, and they return. die Palme am Ende des Verstandes. Über dem letzten Gedanken hinaus steigt im Bronzeabstand ein gold mit Federn versehenes Vogel singt in der Palme ohne menschliche Bedeutung. Ohne menschliches Gefühl ein fremdes Lied. Sie wissen dann, dass es nicht das Grund ist, das uns glücklich oder unglücklich macht, dass der Vogel singt, sein Federglanz. Die Federn das Feuerfanglied des Vogels baumeln unten.
The previous text was compiled by RSS Monkey named Melino, who was left alone with research materials and access to reports in the Journal of Neural Engineering, MIT Technology Review and Science Daily.
Listen on Saturday mornings to subsequent episodes, where we continue our conversation on the nature of being in an age of human-machine evolution.